This is AM 1710 Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The AM 1710 Radio Magazine is brought to you by
United American Bank in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, simply better banking.
And by Olifano Technologies. Olifano Technologies, for all your computer and IT needs. Visit them at olifanotechnologies.com.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub and Inn, and now RV Camping. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by the Thrift Store. The Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue. The Thrift Store, helping seniors on the coastside.
And by Kibbles and Gifts. Kibbles and Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Dr. Ray Shepherd Dentistry. Dr. Ray Shepherd, where they bring your smile to life. And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our always intrepid correspondent Jim Holly took off running for this week's feature story, and he caught up with Eric Vaughn, executive director of the Half Moon Bay International Marathon.
Eric Vaughn, welcome to AM 1710 KHMB Radio.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with you again.
This is your third year. It looks like you guys are really serious about putting on an international marathon in Half Moon Bay.
Well, it's very true. When we originally founded the event 2 years ago in 2011, we really believed that what we were going to build was a destination event that would bring athletes from all over the world. And here we are in 2013. We have runners coming from 38 states and 6 countries to Half Moon Bay to run a marathon.
Wow. Well, listen, for our listeners who don't really know, what is a marathon? How long is it? And
sure. Marathon's got a fascinating history. It's named after the town in Greece, of course, and it's the distance between Athens and Marathon, which is only 26 miles. But today, the modern marathon is 26.2 miles. The .2 were added from the 1910 Olympics so that the runners would finish in front of the royal reviewing stand. So we always thank the king at 26 miles for that extra .2.
Hey, well, listen, you mentioned different countries people are coming from. What can you tell us about the runners? What countries are they coming from?
Yeah, I mentioned 38 states and 6 countries. That includes Hong Kong, Sweden, the United Kingdom, Belgium, Canada, and the U.S.
Wow. And are any runners you can tell us about? Any guests? So any particular runners you can?
Well, we do have a special guest athlete again, continuing our tradition that we started originally in 2011 with Scott Jurek and then last year with Dean Karnazes. This year, the special guest athlete will be Bart Yasso. And Bart, very well known in the running community. He is the chief running officer for the Runner's World publication. And he's also the author of a very popular workout called the Yasso 800s that athletes use in their training.
Well, you know, when we were talking just before we started this interview, you mentioned the people that were 1 and 2 or equal runners last year that won the marathon.
Yeah,
tell me about that.
Yeah, Jim, we had a fantastic finish last year with the male and female crossing right with each other, and they happened to be boyfriend and girlfriend. They're returning champions this year. They'll be wearing a special bib that says defending champion. The male winner, Ryan Neely, actually has only run 2 marathons in his life, and he's won both of them. He just won the Phoenix Rock and Roll Marathon a couple of months ago, and they're both coming back with one condition. I did exchange emails with him and said she needed to let him run his own race this year because I want to see what kind of time he can actually log.
So as I recall, I was standing near the finish line last year. They came in exactly together.
They did, but technically she won. So he was very chivalrous that day. I guess that's what happens when your boyfriend and girlfriend running next to each other.
Well, ladies first.
That's
the way it goes?
That's it.
All right, very good. Last year you had over 1,000 runners. How many runners again this year?
2011 started with 500. Last year, 1,000. This year we've bumped to 1,200, but we've also reconfigured the race. Instead of having 4 events, this year we'll only have 3. So there's no 10K this year. There's a full marathon of 26.2, a half marathon, and then a 5K.
And the 5K is kind of known as a fun run, is that it?
It is. It's a free family fun run. It's something that we provide for free. It's complete. We have 125 registrants for that, but we even print bibs with the athletes' names on it, so the kids really get a kick out of that.
Oh, wow. Now, is it too late for the fun run?
It's too late for all of the races. We're completely sold out again. This time last year, we were sold out again, and so now the fun will start with all of the people pleading for why they should be let in.
I see. And what was the deadline? When was the last time to sign up?
Yeah, it wasn't a deadline this year. It was that we reached capacity. So, you know, we've got limits on each of the categories, and we have now filled to capacity. So with very few exceptions, there won't be any additions.
Okay. Now, I can understand marathoners coming and all the benefit they get from running and the excitement and the rest of it. How about the rest of the community?
It's a great question. I'm really glad you asked, because you know, we're all co-siders here that put this event together and have administered it for the last 3 years. And, of course, we've created a wonderful event for runners, but the benefits to the co-side have been amazing. We're really the only event that brings people from all around the country for a single-day event. We're filling all of the hotels, all of the restaurants, the rental cars, all of the attractions. Everyone will see benefits, and they have the last 2 years. So we're very excited about that. We're also excited about our affiliation with Coastside Hope. We have arranged for, during the registration process, athletes could donate money, funds to Coastside Hope as an official charity of the marathon, and the marathon is actually going to match that dollar for dollar to double the amount that we'll give to Coastside Hope. So that's just a couple of ways that we've benefited the coast with this.
Okay, now you mentioned one thing that was kind of interesting to me as well, an organization called Just Run.
That's right. It's a brand new announcement, so we'll allow KHMB to get the scoop. Hasn't appeared anywhere yet, but we'll let you know. There's an organization called JustRun.org that is a program from the Big Sur International Marathon. It was started about 8 years ago, and the focus of the program is to encourage kids in schools to have an active lifestyle, and it encourages them to walk or to run and to log their miles. And it's a year-round reach-out program to the schools. Big Sur has brought 35,000 kids in the last 8 years through this program, and it's completely free to these kids. So the Half Moon Bay International Marathon has funded the creation of a satellite of JustRun.org. It's the Half Moon Bay International Marathon Just Run. We have a program director. Her name is Marie Garnier, who is affiliated with the schools, and she will be spending all year reaching out to the schools. That means she goes and talks to PE classes. She talks to athletic directors and offers this to the kids. And because we're funding it, this is something now that we're creating that will leave a legacy in the town.
Well, very good. So the schools will benefit as well, and the kids will benefit through health, right?
I think they will, yes. It maintains a focus on active lifestyles, healthy eating, and what they call good deeds or just deeds.
Okay.
So it's a really a remarkable program, and we're very excited about that. And actually, our franchise, if you will, grants us reach into San Mateo and San Francisco counties. So we'll be the organization that will be reaching out to those counties. Of course, we're going to start here locally and go from there.
Fantastic. So I would imagine it takes a few volunteers to make this happen. How many volunteers and what will they be doing?
It does indeed. And I'll tell you, on race day, it's one of the most heartwarming moments when I see hundreds of people show up all with the intent on making this happen. Last year we had over 300 volunteers. We think we'll probably have 350 to 400 this year because we saw some additional needs and we're doing some things. We're seeing a lot of organizations get involved. Just today I had a phone call from the Rotary of Half Moon Bay who wants to claim an aid station and be responsible for an aid station. So we're really building momentum all around town, and Coastsiders are going to start seeing it. 2 weeks before the race, there'll be banners hanging on Main Street advertising the mainframe. We'll have advertising the marathon, a banner on Highway 92 that will promote it as well. So it's going to really build a lot of excitement. They'll see information in the review and, of course, from KHMB, helping to really get the word out and get Coastsiders excited.
I also know something else about your marathon, and that's that you've gone to quite a few lengths to ensure safety with medical people. Could you tell us about that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a key focus of putting on an event like this, thinking about safety and medical attention. The medical director, again this year, will be Dr. Pamela Carrington. We'll be heading up all of the medical requirements. That means we staff an ambulance at the start-finish line. Dr. Carrington and her staff will be there. We'll have doctors or first aid medics medics at each of the aid stations. Public safety is involved. That means CHP. It means San Mateo County Sheriff Department. All of those people are involved to make certain that the runners stay very safe. And even this year, because of the events in Boston, we've actually taken a couple of other steps just from a security standpoint at the start-finish, because that's what's been put upon us, you know, from those events now, is to kind of think about that a little bit differently. So we're doing everything possible to continue our years of really having incident-free races.
Okay, fantastic. So you've got a race that people can enjoy and also some safety involved as well. Very good. By the way, back to volunteers. Is it too late to sign up to be a volunteer?
Thank you for that. No, it's not. It's never too late to sign up for volunteers. We'll take those up until the night before. So anyone can go to just Half Moon Bay IM, like International Marathon, .org/volunteer, and that gives them the opportunity to sign up and even select the different areas that they might want to volunteer at. So it's a lot of fun on race day. Everybody gets a free shirt, a special shirt that I still see all around town, and they're eligible for prizes that are given to us by local merchants that we raffle off at the end of the event. So.
Well, fantastic. Well, listen, Eric Vaughn, thank you very much for talking with us today. And co-signers, just a reminder that the Half Moon Bay Marathon will be held on Sunday, September 29th, and there'll be plenty of opportunities for you folks to find a place to watch the runners. Thank you for listening. This is Jim Holley with AM 1710 KHMB Radio.
Jim Holley with an inside look at this year's Half Moon Bay International Marathon. And this program reminder, KHMB will be on the scene with live reports during the marathon, which starts at 7 a.m. on Sunday, September 29th. For the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson, thanking you for listening and inviting you to stay tuned for Community Bulletin Board next on your hometown community station, AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking. In Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's important for our business is to be able to develop and maintain relationships that we know will carry us through the next generation. I know that United American Bank has the culture of developing relationships not only with their clients, but also with various nonprofits in the community. They've been great at making relationships work throughout the community.
Trust United American Bank for simply better community banking.
When you run a family-owned business, there's a sort of responsibility that you feel to the generations that come before you and that establish the principles of your business that have carried you through to today. There is pride in being part of a family business. It creates a sort of demand that you perform at a level higher than you might have otherwise. And United American Bank understands that. You're proud to be associated with them.
For simply better community banking, visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
KHMB presents Community Bulletin Board, the place to hear news and information concerning our nonprofit groups and organizations on the Coastside. Community Bulletin Board is brought to you as a public service by Elefano Technologies of Half Moon Bay. Elefano Technologies specializes in wireless installations, troubleshooting, broadband setup, and installations.
It's the band's visit. This month's Coastside Film Society's feature presentation. Dave Wiegand of the San Francisco Chronicle called this a lovely, smart, and beautifully understated film. This 90-minute movie will show on Friday, September 27th at 8 p.m. at a new location for the Film Society, which is the Half Moon Bay Library at 620 Korea Street in Half Moon Bay. Suggested donation is $8 for adults, $3 for those 18 years old and younger. The Band's Visit, this month's Coastside Film Society's feature presentation. For more information, visit hmbfilm.org. Community Bulletin Board continues after this word from Alifano Technologies.
You're invited to visit alifanotechnologies.com. It's their website where you will learn about the many services they offer the community as well as their business philosophy. At Alifano Technologies, they are committed to delivering innovation and offer a complete portfolio of expertise in the field of information technology, including a full range of products and services for software, hardware, and network support. From installations of high-speed DSL and cable to building custom workstations and servers, they are your single source for technology and support on the coastside. While their services are designed to meet the needs of large organizations and small businesses, they gladly help home users with single computer problems. They are located at 225 Main Street, and you can reach them by phone 560-0000. How easy is that? 560-0000. Take a moment and learn more about them by visiting them online, alifanotechnologies.com.
Don't miss The Diary of Anne Frank, production at Coastal Repertory Theater, along with the traveling exhibit, now through October 6th at the theater at 1167 Main Street in Half Moon Bay. At the exhibit, visitors can learn about the history of the Holocaust through the perspective of Anne Frank and her family, along with historical photographs of Anne Frank and her family. This exhibit is made possible in Half Moon Bay thanks to the generous support of executive producers Michael and Martha Adler. For more information, phone 569-3266. That's 569-3266. Or visit coastalrep.com. The historic Johnston House is open to visitors on the third Saturday of each month from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tours are free. For more information, call 726-0329. The big White House of Half Moon Bay is located just south of town on the east side of Highway 1 at Higgins Purisima Road. Again, for more information on their free tours, phone 726-0329. For Community Bulletin Board, this is Stacy Trevenin.
Community Bulletin Board has been brought to you as a public service by Alifano Technologies of Half Moon Bay. Visit them online, alifano.com. To have your nonprofit announcement broadcast free on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us, bulletinboard@khmbradio.com.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
2008. Just 5 years ago, and yet a different world. These are the stories making the news. From the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, here's what was going on in Half Moon Bay in 2008. Grand opening of New Leaf Community Market. The grand opening event at the grocery store will feature a free raffle, store tours, and free food. Local leaders, including Mayor Bonnie McClung, will deliver speeches and participate in the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Runkle sentenced to 11 years. Brian Runkle, the man who admitted killing a fellow transient last year, has been sentenced to serve 11 years in prison. The two men were both drinking heavily on September 8th at a campsite near Shoreline Station. The next day, Stevens was found dead, strangled to death. And amid mom-and-pop shops on Main Street, a psychic is coming to town. Already operating one store in San Mateo, Deborah Juanich is opening a Half Moon Bay branch for her psychic readers. Having worked the Coastside 17 years ago, Juanich said she is thrilled to be returning to Half Moon Bay, an area she said is rich with spiritual energy. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We were just voted best place to take your family out for a meal. From day one, our goal was to provide great family dining for all to come and experience. I remember when my kids were little, we'd end up in a restaurant with no diversions, no space to move around, and we'd anxiously await our food to come as we tried to handle the wiggle factor. Well, there's a lot of wiggle room at Cameron's. Parents can enjoy a leisurely meal while the kids play a video game or get an egg with a toy inside from the chicken machine. On nice days, they can go to the barbecue area and run around. The older kids might enjoy a game of shuffleboard with their parents. There's plenty to do, and eating is only part of the experience. Speaking of great family venues, I've recently discovered a fun place in town for little ones to play. I've been taking my little girl, Charlotte, to Wild Child. You know where that building's at, where the old la-di-da used to be. Well, at Wild Child, she can paint till her heart's content with non-toxic paints, work at the little kitchen, bed down dolls in the dollhouse, and make music in the music room. A parent or grandparent stays with the child, making it a nice break for all. The owner said she voted for Cameron's as the best place to take a child, and I voted for Wild Child as the best place for a perfect play area for the kids to come and enjoy. We hope that you will come down and visit us at Cameron's Restaurant very soon. This is the beginning of what will come to be known as the Great Recession, led by a crash in the housing market and then banking. Large numbers of people are facing foreclosures. In an effort to stop the slide, President Bush signs the $700 billion bailout called Emergency Economic Stability Act of 2008. If you want to look at inflation, compare prices now with those of only 5 years ago. Average cost of running a house outside of the Bay Area was $800. A postage stamp was 42 cents, with a gallon of gas at $3.39. In other news, the government gives you okay for the production of marketing of foods derived from cloned animals. The government auctions off radio spectrum licenses that will provide the growth for the next generation of wireless broadband devices. Verizon wins the lion's share of the spectrum during the auction. In technology news, Apple is selling the new ultra-thin MacBook Air notebook that is less than an inch thick and turns on the moment it's opened. And now, the popular music of 2008. This artist made his debut in 1995 and since has charted more than 20 singles. This was the fastest climbing single to date and his third number one hit on the Billboard Hot Country Charts. Here's Trace Adkins, and You're Gonna Miss This.
She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money, and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. She kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know. You're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down, 'cause you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days
Malibu, California, made her debut in 2007. By 2008, she was well on her way to stardom. She has sold over 10 million singles worldwide. One of the hits from 2008. Here's Colby Calais.
Will you count me in? I've been awake for a while now. You got me feeling like a child now. Every time I see your bubbly face, I get the tingles in a silly place. It starts in my toes and I crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. The rain is falling on my window pane, but we are hiding in a safer place. Undercover, staying safe and warm. You give me feelings that I adore. They start in my toes, make me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. What am I gonna say? Make me feel this way. I just and it starts in my toes, makes me crinkle my nose. Wherever it goes, I always know that you make me smile. Please stay for a while now. Just take your time wherever you go. I've been asleep for a while now. You tuck me in just like a child now. Cause every time you hold me in your arms, I'm comfortable enough to feel your warmth. It starts in my soul and I lose all control. When you kiss my nose, the feeling shows. You make me smile, baby, just take your time now, holding me tight. Wherever, wherever, wherever you go. Wherever, wherever, wherever you go. Just for a while.
What year will the time machine stop at next week? I'm ready for the ride if you are. This is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
Neighborhood classifieds are on the air. Buying or selling, lost and found, garage sales, neighbor-to-neighbor services, and more. Neighborhood Classifieds is brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. The Thrift Store generates crucial funding to support senior programs on the Coastside. And now, your host for Neighborhood Classifieds, Christopher O'Donnell.
Fall. Fall is close, very close, as is the colder weather. So bundle up. But wait, that's not necessary if you know Half Moon Bay. 'Tis fall and winter all year long here. How silly of me to ask you to put on that extra sweater. But if you want a taste of the 40s in coziness, then how about a 40s era double bed? Now that is being cozy. Even a mirrored dresser. My mum used to have one of those. And also a small nightstand. All four, wait for it. Are you ready for the price? Here we go. $45 for the lot. Yes, $45. Get on the phone now. Well, wait till I finish this segment of classifieds, and then call 773-2798. And again, I remind you that such calls are time sensitive. So if the items are gone, remember I asked you to call at once. Don't blame me. So call now, 773-2798. And sometimes you have to act quickly with our sponsor, the Thrift Store at 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. Yes, get down there quickly, because, you know, they put together new items on their closed days of Tuesdays and Wednesdays. And lo and behold, come Thursday, there's a whole new rack of clothes, good little kitchen items in the back, new books, new CDs. Oh, Thursday is the day to go to the Thrift Store. They rely on your donations, by the way, so if you want to feel good, drop off a few items in the back. They'll clean them up, they'll put them out, and you will feel so good in your heart. You've been helping the seniors of the Coastside, neighbor helping neighbor, at the Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue in Half Moon Bay. Food for thought. The sad word on the street is that though coyotes may have attacked cats in Kenyatta Cove and vicinity recently, it is more likely a bobcat that has perpetrated those nasty deeds. Anyway, whatever the culprit may have been, do keep your lovable pets in at night, no matter how much they complain. I know my cat, Tim, well, his night prowling, it's over. It's over and done with for good, and that's a fact. No more catting around for him after the sun draws nigh to the horizon. And besides, if you can slowly wean your cat off the outdoor life, the better. Indoor cats live longer. And now we know why. And remember that your smoking can and will harm your cat. Quit smoking. If not for yourself, at least do it for your feline friend. Never, ever declaw a cat. It makes them afraid and defenseless. Oh, sure, clipping the very tips of the nails are okay, but never declaw. And naturally, a clean cat box every day. You flush after every elimination, don't you? Well, cats expect the same. Respect your cat's cleanliness. Don't feed any human food to your cat, and never, ever let them have chocolate. And keep them healthy. And yourself, by playing with them, and often. Sure, no roughhousing, of course, but play, play, play. Well, after those dire strait warnings, allow me to alleviate your down-in-the-mouth attitude with a lift of the strikes of that mouth. You ready for this one? Dad came home from work and found his young son sitting upon the family cat with pen and paper in hand, writing furiously. Goodness gracious, Freddy, why are you perched on top of Mr. Humphreys, our cat? Well, Dad, the teacher told us to write an essay on the family pet. I'm Christopher O'Donnell. I really am. Cheers, mate.
Neighborhood Classifieds is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. To have your free classifieds put on the radio, call 453-4000 or email us classifieds@khmbradio.com. Neighborhood Classifieds has been brought to you by The Thrift Store, 515 Kelly Avenue, Half Moon Bay. The Thrift Store offers a variety of next-to-new clothing, jewelry, kitchen items, and furniture. Call The Thrift Store at 726-6543.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the Coastside. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
I just read an interesting article about kitties that I'd like to share. Why do cats almost always land on their feet? You cringe as your acrobatic cat maneuvers through an open window and accidentally falls or jumps to freedom in the great outdoors, landing feet first. While it seems as if the cats almost always land on their feet, the truth is that they don't always land safely. Internal injuries can occur, and owners can sometimes overlook them. Most cats do land on their feet when they have had time to reorient themselves, says Andrea Johnson, DVM. A study backs her up. 90% of 132 cats seen at the Animal Medical Center in New York survived after falling from sometimes great heights. The most needed treatment, according to a study published in the Journal of the American Veterinary Medical Association. Cats in free fall immediately go about righting themselves in a race against the clock. It's as if the universal joint sat on the core of their bodies. The cats right themselves from front to back, righting the head and front feet, followed by the back feet. Pet Patrol continues in a minute, but first a reminder of what's new at Kibbles and Gifts and some great values that await your pets. Greeting cards by Dog Speak and Learn and Treat. We have a wide variety of cards that are designed to celebrate, console, or just say thanks. We have new toys for dogs and cats by Aussie Naturals. Made from eco-friendly, all-natural materials, these toys are durable and unique. Plus, each style has been tested and approved by rescue dogs. Kibbles and Gifts is located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Come in and browse the store. Kibbles and Gifts is a pet lover's paradise. Or you can visit us online at kibblesandgifts.com. We'd always love to hear from you. You could give us a call at 726-3700. Now, back to kitties landing on their feet. The late James Richard DVM, director of the Feline Health Center, explained the possible reason. Cats are able to rotate their supple spines more than many other animals and can twist their bodies to a much greater extent. Cats' vertebrae, the spools on a string-like bones in the back, are very flexibly connected and have especially elastic cushioning discs between them. This limber spine allows cats to perform their elegant and graceful acrobatic feats. Surviving a fall is one thing, but thriving is another if treatment isn't sought. That New York study found that 90% of cats studied suffered chest trauma. About 7 out of 10 cats had bruises in their lungs, resulting in their lung tissue being filled with blood and other fluids. Nearly as many had a collapsed lung, causing air to collect abnormally in the space between the lung and the chest wall. Some cats suffered facial trauma, broken limbs, and dental fractures, among other injuries. Nearly 4 in 10 needed emergency life-sustaining treatment. Only 30% of cats in this study didn't need treatment after a veterinary examination. So the myth of the cat landing safely on his feet is often just that, a myth. Oddly enough, falling from a second floor or lower stories isn't necessarily safer. Pets who fell from higher floors did better than those who fell from between 5 and 9 stories. Perhaps it's because cats falling from greater distances have more time to right themselves, says Dr. Joel Weltman. When cats fall from heights of at least 2 stories, it's called a high-rise syndrome, and it isn't unusual in an environment like New York City, says Dr. Johnston. The 132 cats studied in New York all arrived at the AMC clinic in a period of 5 months. Meanwhile, ASPCA.org notes that Berg Memorial Animal Hospital in New York sees about 3 to 5 high-rise syndrome cats a week in warmer months when people have windows open. If your cat suffers a fall, seek immediate attention. This is a case where you should always seek veterinary care, Dr. Johnston says, adding that injuries like bruises on the lungs may go unnoticed initially, but then become life-threatening in a matter of hours. To help ensure that your cat doesn't become a high-rise syndrome victim, follow these few simple tips. Don't let your cat out on the balcony. Keep windows securely closed. Install snug, sturdy window screens if you want to open windows. Tightly wedge adjustable screens into the window frames. And don't rely on childproof window guards to protect pets. Cats can easily slip through them. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts and Kibbles Pet Care.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHMB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khmbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the coastside.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, located at 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, I'm Jane Kingston, professional health coach, back with you. Please note that the information I share with you is for educational purposes only and should not take the place of a consultation with your personal physician. Well, today's topic is motivation and exercise. Remember my motto, keep moving? How do you do that? If I told you that your neighbor runs 10 miles every day, would you be impressed or feel guilty that you don't even want to walk to the mailbox? Would you fall off that couch? Remember my friend who said, I know all those things about exercise, I just don't do them. She was not asking for my help, just commenting. If anything, she wanted me to stop talking about exercise. She and many others, including myself at times, are lacking in motivation. Now that we know for sure that regular exercise is the best thing we can do to maintain physical and mental fitness, why are we not all out on the track, or swimming laps, or riding our bikes? I think it's because we haven't made a habit of it, and we haven't made time for it in our too busy schedules. I know I won't spontaneously exercise for the next hour, not me. What works for me is a regularly scheduled class. I do water aerobics 3 times a week in a class. I also write it into my calendar and arrange my other commitments around that class. It has become a habit, part of my day, and I don't have to think about it. But what works best for you? The AARP asked that recently. Some answers. A 57-year-old lawyer in New York bikes or jogs 30 to 40 minutes 6 times a week. He says, I'm a morning person. Exercising before work gives me the energy to get through the day. A 63-year-old general counsel in San Diego plays racquetball 90 minutes 2 times a week. He says, we're not all that serious, but it's lots of fun and makes us all feel better. A 70-year-old real estate agent and jewelry maker walks 45 minutes every day. She says, I needed to find something I could wrap around my crazy schedule. Walking worked. Before I continue, here's a word from the dental office of Dr. Ray Shepherd.
I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce our staff to your listeners. Here is my wife, Carol.
We've been serving our Coastside community for over 20 years and have enjoyed every minute of it. There are a lot of happy smiles in town to prove it. Please meet Sandy Ginocchio.
Hi, I work alongside of Dr. Shepherd. We make a great team. Your comfort and well-being is our utmost goal. Here is another one of our team members, Donna Murphy.
As a dental hygienist, my job is to keep your teeth clean and plaque-free. Your visit will be an enjoyable one. I guarantee it. Ileana is another dental hygienist on our staff.
Hello, my name is Ileana. I also help keep your teeth clean and healthy. That's what I do, and I love serving our patients. Hope to see you soon, but the first person you will see when you visit us is Chris Granahan.
Hi, I'm the first person you see when you come in. I look forward to meeting and working with you.
The Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Dr. Ray Shepherd.
Where we bring your smile to life.
So the AARP recommends that you create a master weekly exercise plan for 150 minutes, which is only 2.5 hours, spread out over a week. A recent Canadian study followed older adults for 2 to 5 years. None of these people was a fitness fanatic. Their daily activities were walking, cooking, gardening, household activities. The researchers were astounded at the results. Measured every year, 90% of the consistently active participants had no problem in thinking and remembering and experienced no cognitive decline. So how can you motivate yourself? A health coach helps you to decide on baby steps, small enough behaviors that you can feel good about them when you do them. For instance, if you're lying on the floor and feel like you just can't move, can you lift your arm up to the ceiling? That's an example of an extremely small baby step, and you build on your success from there. You can see how this technique might lead to an exercise program over time, but you always start small. Here's some other tips. People enjoy exercising more outdoors than indoors. They feel more energy and feelings of well-being. Or you could get a really cool exercise outfit, or two or three, one you want to go out in public in, one you want to be admired. When your motivation is low, this just might be the thing to get you in the mood. Listen to music if it helps you to keep going. Some people like to dance for exercise. Hot Latin dance music always gets me on my feet and moving. And here's a big one. Some people allow themselves to debate whether today is the best day to exercise, or maybe tomorrow might be better. If you have put on your exercise on your calendar and are busy making this a habit, you won't allow this debate to go on. It says today and it means today. Don't even think about it. Along those lines, keep yourself away from the TV until you've had your exercise. The TV and other places like that are called inertia zones, and if you give in to them, you won't get your exercise. Here's the best motivator that works for me. When I'm on my way to exercising, when I am exercising, when I go back home, no one can criticize me for not exercising. I'm doing it, and I'm enjoying it, and I feel great about it. This is Jane Kingston, professional health coach, and this week's guest on Keeping Pace with Your Health. You can call me for a free consultation. I'm at 726-6774. That's 726-6774.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by the Dental Office of Dr. Ray Shepherd, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
You are listening to the KHMB Radio Magazine, an hour of locally produced programs by your friends and neighbors of the Coastside.
On the carousel, on the carousel.
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel, Christopher O'Donnell.
It's encore time again, and hey, how about a little country? First up, the one and only Erica Sunshine Lee. She was with us back in December 2011. And let's get the beat going with her track called Whipped Cream. Beat it and whip it. Erica will smile if you do that for her. It's on her album called I'm Still Me. On the bridge, let's encore with Bennett Jackson. You remember Bennett? His dad was the guy who runs the Monterey Jazz Festival. He comes into town every now and again. He's out of Austin, Texas, but I call him a local because he plays locally when he does arrive. He was with us in June 2012. He has a mellow track. This time it's called Cotton Fields and Broken Hearts from his album Plumas County. And we bring back Santa Cruz artist Scott Cooper. He dropped by, well, in a fashion on August, and that was back in 2012. And we'll be playing a rollicking track entitled Down on the Slough. And, oh my goodness, I'm looking through the glass. Here comes Cameron. Come on in, Cameron.
Hi, Christopher. Just wanted to drop in and let you know how much I appreciate the fine job you are doing hosting Coastside Carousel. You have a passion for bringing local artists and their music to the radio. That is another reason Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn is such a good match as a sponsor for Carousel. As you know, every Thursday evening we have open mic, in which we invite locals to sing and play their music for us. We invite all Carousel listeners to come in and spend an hour or two, or more, listening to some fine local talent. And it would be my pleasure to serve you a pint of your choice. Hey, come for dinner and stay for open mic. Okay, I'll get out of your hair and let you get back to the show. Keep up the great work, Christopher.
Well, I'm a little bit speechless there, Cameron. Thank you for the kudos. Much appreciated. Okay, pull yourself up by those bootstraps, listeners, and mosey on out to the dance floor. A little country, a little western. Let's do it.
Way back at an early age, we'd raid the fridge and then hide away. Mama was fussing at me and my cousin. We could dust a whole can in one day. Whipped cream, that's my favorite thing, especially on top of ice cream. Whipped cream, BJ's cookie dough, strawberries and hot cocoa. Talk about whipped cream, I'll admit I'm a fiend. I'll do just about anything right now for a bottle. Lucerne is not my concern, but I won't settle for a cool whip. I like it straight up from the bottle. Tastes so good when it touches your lips. Whipped cream, that's my favorite thing, especially on top of ice cream. Whipped cream, BJ's cookie dough, strawberries, and hot cocoa. Talk about whipped cream, I'll admit I'm a fiend. I'll do just about anything right now for a bottle. If you want to win me over, don't bother buying me a drink. I'd rather just have a chocolate shake. And don't forget the extra whipped cream. That's my favorite thing, especially on top of ice cream. Whipped cream, BJ's cookie dough, strawberries and hot cocoa. Talk about whipped cream, I'll admit I'm a fiend. I'll do just about anything right now for a bottle.
Starts where every boy and girl each summer spends days in each other's arms, nights in each other's dreams, while there's always another tree right down the bend. You'll run, you'll fight, you'll kiss and August sun. When romance chases pollen on the breeze, but nothing lasts forever, 'cause when happen, and the flowing summer creeks will surely freeze.
Shine blows around. Way
Well, there was some music out of the box for AM 1710. Give me a call. Let me know what you thought about a little country here on our khmbradio.com. I'm Christopher Donnell. I'm your host for Coastside Carousel. You're listening to a segment called Encore, where we bring back previous artists that have appeared on our station over the last few years. I wish you good music. I wish you good listening.
On the carousel. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at www.cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the AM 1710 Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.